Hello and welcome to another episode of Voyeurism. Today I want to unpack something that is honestly always on my mind and has been on my mind since I first entered the world of dating. And the question is, are humans meant to be monogamous? And I always find myself questioning what humans are and are not meant to be doing. And it's not necessarily that I believe in absolute truth or that there is an absolute correct answer to these things, but it's just sort of a good starting point, I guess, when it comes to questioning things. And I was always obsessed with evolution and genetics growing up in high school. I even studied genetics for a bit at uni, and I feel like that is sort of where I start. I will always start with, okay, evolutionarily, what are humans meant to be doing? For example, I went vegan when I was 17 and I was like, what are humans meant to be eating? There's science that supports we are not meant to be eating meat. There's science that supports that we are meant to be eating meat. And I found myself thinking about it like, okay, well, we're the only species that needs to cook our meat. Maybe we're not supposed to eat meat. But then again, we're the only species with the brain capacity to learn how to start a fire and to cook meat. So maybe we are supposed to cook meat. And basically it goes around in circles. And that's how my brain works. And when it comes to monogamy, I don't really feel like coming at it from a biological perspective is really enough. Biologists sort of agree that humans are socially monogamous, but there really isn't evidence that we are sexually monogamous. I mean, the way that we live in society now, we are not sexually monogamous. Humans often have multiple partners throughout their lives. Whereas if you look at birds, 90% of bird species are monogamous. That is, they have one partner for their entire life. And as far as my research suggests, monogamy did not arise until the evolution of Homo erectus. So like our ancient ape ancestors, they were not monogamous either. So there is not a clear history or biological proof of humans being monogamous or non-monogamous, because it's hard to separate whether it's evolution or society that made us monogamous. Like, for example, some biologists have suggested that potentially women started to encourage monogamy to stop their male partners from killing babies that they thought were had from another father. And the list of theories along that vein is so long that I don't think you can simply look at evolution or biology to decipher this question of, are humans meant to be monogamous? So moving on from biology, another angle that I love to look at things from, and this might sound a little crazy, is I love to imagine aliens perceiving human society objectively for the first time. And if you put two alternate realities of humans on Earth, right, one reality where humans were existing monogamously and one where humans were existing non-monogamously, like, what would these aliens that are seeing these realities for the first time decide makes more sense? And for some deliberations, this is really clear, right? Like, if there was one Earth where humans had a violent totalitarian dictatorship and one where all humans existed harmoniously in democracy, the aliens would probably pick democracy. But I mean, I guess I'm placing myself in the theoretical seat of the aliens, so this is not a very viable thought experiment, but that is just something that I always do. But when it comes to monogamy versus non-monogamy, I'm like, if aliens were to look at an Earth where humans were existing monogamously and one where they were existing non-monogamously, I don't feel like the reality that functions better would be super clear. Anyway, putting science, biology, and aliens aside, I have so many personal anecdotal takes on whether or not I think humans are supposed to be monogamous. And spoiler alert, I don't actually have an answer to this, but I have an endless array of thoughts. My first thought is that, what is the difference between friendship and a romantic connection? Because we are not monogamous in the slightest when it comes to friendship. Like, some of us may proclaim to have a best friend, but even if you have a best friend, you still have other close friends. And obviously it's possible to be jealous of your friends, right? And if you have a friend and then they have another close friend, you may be jealous, but that is not normalized. Like, you being jealous of that makes you the problem. That makes you weird, because we're not monogamous when it comes to platonic connections. Whereas if you reverse that and you have a romantic partner and they are connecting with someone else, it's normal to be jealous. Like, that is a type of jealousy that's super accepted and not questioned. And I feel like a huge reason that we are not monogamous when it comes to friendship is because we recognize that one friend cannot fulfill all the requirements of friendship. You might have one friend that you talk about really deep things with. You might have one friend that you love going out with. You might have one friend that you bond with over a niche special interest. You might have one friend that you go to when you're in a crisis. And it's just so normalized to collect different friends for different needs. And we don't really question why it is so much the opposite when it comes to romantic connections. Distinguishing romantic love and deep platonic love is something that has always been somewhat difficult to me. And I've sort of reached the conclusion that much as sexuality is a spectrum, with being, you know, straight on one end and exclusive same-sex attraction on the other end, I also believe that friendship and romance is a spectrum, right? Like one end being apathy, indifference, the middle being like platonic love, platonic connection, and then the other side of the spectrum being deep romantic love, like you're in love with the person. And if it's a spectrum, that means that there are people who lie in between platonic love and romantic love. And is that someone that I call a friend? Is that someone that I call a romantic partner? Because to me, the person that I choose to be my life partner, even if they are just temporarily my partner, right? That is someone who falls very far on the end of romance, very far away from the center, which is platonic love, platonic intimacy. And my friends are people who fall anywhere in between the part of the spectrum that is platonic love and romantic love, which means that I have some friends that are more romantic, some friends that are more affectionate, and some friends that I'm more physically attracted to. And when I say physically attracted to, that doesn't even necessarily mean like I want to sleep with them. It can even mean that there are friends that I more naturally feel like holding hands with. There are friends that I more naturally feel like expressing playfulness with in a physical way. But that doesn't mean that I find that friendship to be romantic enough to label it as more than a friend. And I think what's kind of hard when it comes to the modern concept of monogamy is a friendship that falls in this gray area between platonic and romantic, a friend that maybe you are at times attracted to, a friend that maybe feels a bit more than just platonic love, right? Like maybe there are romantic elements of your friendship, the way that you spend time together, the things that you do together. Those friendships threaten our modern concept of monogamy. And I think this can be kind of problematic because it means that there isn't space for those friendships. And I think that a conclusion that I am beginning to draw, at least for myself, is that whether humans are meant to be monogamous or not meant to be monogamous, we are most definitely not supposed to be monogamous when it comes to intimacy. And intimacy is something that I am defining as depth of connection. So being vulnerable, being able to strip back layers of shame, look each other in the eyes, cry while embracing, hugging, holding hands. Like intimacy to me is not something that I'm defining to be inherently romantic or inherently sexual. Like we've all heard the term platonic intimacy, but I think that every now and then that platonic intimacy is ramped up, and deciding when it does and does not threaten the concept of monogamy is hard. And having that really hard and fast rule has sort of made me resent monogamy to an extent. And what I mean by that is, let's say I have a straight male friend that I view platonically. I don't have feelings for this person, but I love them deeply. I tell them I love them and I hold their hand when they're sad, and I just have an intimate connection with them, albeit platonic, like I'm labeling it platonic, but potentially on the spectrum that I just described before, they are a couple steps above the middle, slightly more towards romantic. And that's not because I want them to be my partner. That's not because I want to sleep with them, but it's just because of the depth of connection, right? Let's say I have a friend like that. If I was to then start a romantic monogamous relationship with a straight man, all of a sudden that friendship has to change, or I have to depart from that in order to maintain this idea of monogamy. And that confuses me, because that was platonic to me. Why does my platonic platonically intimate friendship threaten my monogamous romantic relationship? And being queer and having a lot of queer friends and being someone who dates women as well has always made me find this even harder to navigate, because it's not the same if I were to date a woman or to date someone who isn't a man, because they wouldn't be threatened by that. And then I go, okay, well, why does the boundary of monogamy change so much depending on the gender identification of not only my romantic partner, but also my platonic friendships? And I made a TikTok discussing this, and so many people commented on it saying, you're just polyamorous, or there were so many men being like, you're just ran through, because they didn't understand that I wasn't saying that I wanted to sleep with, you know, this hypothetical friend or sleep with the friends that I'm platonically intimate with, but that I don't want to have to love them less, be less playful with them, be less affectionate with them, just because I now find myself in a romantic, monogamous situation. And I have sort of turned away from monogamy and commitment because it doesn't allow for the friendships that I have that exist in that gray area of the scale. But I am always going to have people like that in my life. And with all of this in mind, and if my theory that romance is a spectrum, the way that sexuality is a spectrum, is true, then I sort of find myself thinking that monogamy is just an invention of convenience, because it is way more convenient to absolutely reject this gray area in which a lot of deep platonic intimacy can be found than to make yourself so deeply secure that you're not threatened by that gray area. And I think a huge reason that I'm so chronically single is because I'm sort of waiting for someone that will accept that gray area, because I do, I guess, long-term want a life partner. I'm not someone who has a desire to have multiple serious partners in a traditional, you know, polyamorous sense. Like, I don't feel like I'm polyamorous, but I'm not willing to budge when it comes to giving up my friendships that exist in this gray area. And this isn't really a problem at all when it comes to dating non-men, because I think queer people sort of understand what it is to exist on a spectrum and to exist in a gray area. But when it comes to dating men, I feel like it always hits a point where the monogamy is threatened by my friendships. And again, like, it has nothing to do with wanting to sleep with any of my friends. It has to do with not wanting to sacrifice a drop of platonic love or a drop of platonic intimacy in the name of not threatening this idea of monogamy. I have also found in my observations of other people that get into serious monogamous relationships, especially heterosexual pairings, is that they will instantly step away from people that fall into this gray area to protect the security of that relationship and to protect their partner. And obviously everyone has different boundaries, and even within monogamy or within non-monogamy, you can pick your own set of boundaries, right? Like, some couples, you know, really don't want their partner to have a close friend of the opposite sex. That is their boundary, which to me is absolutely heinous and crazy and insane. But if that's you, you do you. But I just think that it is out of convenience of not wanting to unpack all of the insecurities that come with accepting this gray area. When it comes to my personal preferences, I have dated people openly, but I've never been in an open relationship, in a non-monogamous relationship. And I was sort of asking myself, what are my boundaries? Like, would I care if my partner kissed someone else? And if I'm being so for real, I really wouldn't. And when I say that, people are like, oh, so you're non-monogamous. And I'm like, no, I'm not non-monogamous. I want one monogamous partner, but I just don't define something such as kissing another human being on the lips as a betrayal of partnership. Like, that's just not how I perceive it. And I am very open. Like, I understand that my definition of monogamy is a lot more open than other people, and that's okay. Maybe some people would perceive me as polyamorous, but my gripe with this rigid definition of a monogamous relationship is it stops connections in their tracks from where they are meant to go. That is, some friendships are meant to be affectionate. Some friendships you are meant to like hold hands and like have a playful physical element to it. And I'm not talking about sex, right? Like, let's just say that I'm defining monogamy as you are only sleeping with your one monogamous romantic partner, okay? I don't understand why, when I have a desire to touch another human being's skin and soul to soul connect with them, I have to be like, oh, wait, I can't hold this person's hand because they're a boy and I have a boyfriend. Like, am I not depriving myself and them of a very human level of just friendship and connection? And maybe that's a me thing because I do just perceive that as friendship. Like, I don't perceive that as inherently romantic, and I don't perceive doing something like that as a betrayal of monogamy. Like, if I had a boyfriend, and I'm going to use that as an example because I do think that monogamy is more rigid in straight relationships. If I had a monogamous male partner that was straight and his best friend was a girl and they would hang out one-on-one and be like playful, that wouldn't bother me. Do you know what I mean? Like, it would bother me if they were sleeping together, because that's not monogamy anymore. But if they said, I love you, and sometimes they hugged and sometimes they held hands and supported each other and expressed love to each other, I really don't understand why that's supposed to bother me. And maybe that's because I have spent so much of my life existing in the gray area of my spectrum and enjoying connections that sit in the gray area. So I really respect them in other people, but it really bothers me with monogamy that I'm just supposed to like cut off all of these connections, not just on my end, but on my partner's end. And it's like, I wouldn't want my partner, girl, guy, they, them, I wouldn't want my partner to only receive deep love and intimacy from me, because it doesn't make sense. And again, people be like, oh my gosh, you're just polyamorous. And I'm like, no, like, I'm not saying that I want my partner to go on dates with other people. I'm not saying that I want my partner to sleep with other people, but I want my partner to feel love from other people, because I genuinely believe that we're supposed to experience love and intimacy in as many connections as possible. When I was in Morocco, I met this man and he told me that he had a fiance and they were doing long distance because he was traveling long term. And whilst they weren't in an open relationship, he had a very different definition of what a close relationship should look like. For example, he loved dancing, like he loved salsa dancing, and he and his wife had an agreement that dancing is so inherently sensual, not romantic, but sensual, that if you are at a club salsa dancing or, you know, like Latin dancing, and you feel like kissing your partner in the heat of the moment, that that means nothing, and that is not crossing a boundary of monogamy. And that's so interesting to hear that, especially from a straight man, because I feel exactly the same. Like, if my partner was dancing and then they kissed someone because of experiencing a sensual human connection, I don't really know if I perceive that to be a betrayal of monogamy. And the more that I verbalize everything that I think, I totally understand why people perceive me as being more polyamorous. But I think in practice, I'm really not polyamorous. I just am very open to any and all expressions of this gray area. Like, I just love the gray area. And I think I'm maybe an extreme example. So maybe using myself as a basis to answer this question of are humans meant to be monogamous is not helpful at all. But I do just feel like when some people define monogamy, they are just locking themselves out of so many facets of the human experience. But I don't know, I just think about the amount of times I have kissed someone and it has meant quite literally nothing. And I'm just like, am I really supposed to care if occasionally my partner, you know, my husband even kisses someone else when they're tipsy and dancing, like their mouth touches another mouth? Like, I don't know. I just feel like we're so far removed from what it is to be a human connecting with other humans in community that some of these rules are just so bonkers to me. And I understand that what I'm saying is bonkers to a lot of people because people constantly tell me that. But I don't know. I think that monogamy makes a lot of sense, but I think the way that a lot of us approach monogamy leaves people feeling really lonely, especially men, because men don't have the same access to intimacy within their friendships that women do. And it's a huge reason that why men, it's a huge reason as to why that when men are single and they're in between partners, they feel lonely and emotionally unfulfilled because they don't have female friends that they're holding hands with and looking each other in the eyes and saying, I love you, I'm here for you, because that's what a girlfriend is. There's no space for the gray area. And I guess the whole point of this ramble is that I really believe in the gray area. I eat up a friendship that exists in that gray area. I'm okay with my future partner, future partners, whatever, having connections in that gray area. And I don't think that monogamy should be separate from this gray area existing in between my made up spectrum of romance where I don't know. This is obviously an extremely subjective subject. Like, some people are very capable of having feelings for multiple people at once, and I have always been capable of that. And again, people go, okay, you're polyamorous, and I'm like, no, but I make the choice not to engage with that. Like, I can be in love with someone and they are my partner, and I can have feelings that sort of start to develop for other people and go, I'm not engaging with that because I really value the partnership that I have with someone else. And sometimes I'm like, are people who say that they can't experience attraction to anyone outside of their partner, whether it be physical attraction or romantic attraction, are they lying? Because nothing is more human than the ability to connect and the ability to be attracted to one another. Like, I don't know, like, again, I'm going to use the example of a boyfriend because I just think it's more clear cut. If I had a boyfriend and he had like a small crush on a pretty girl at work that he got along with really well, I'm like, that's literally what being human is. That's literally what being human is. And the part of the relationship, you know, the boundary is choosing not to engage with that because the compatibility that you're getting from the person you've selected to be your partner so greatly outweighs your desire to explore that connection. And I just really have no desire to label a connection anymore, whether it be exclusive or not, because I just feel like it stifles my ability to freely make friends. And I mean, circling back to the argument from a scientific perspective, right? Like, you can see in nature that there are so many birds, like geese, that do mate for life. Humans quite simply don't do that. Like, we will date someone, and if that partnership comes to an end, you know, whether it be divorce or a breakup, another partner will come along. Like, we do not mate for life. And a lot of people will have sex outside of their relationship, whether that be with or without consent, right? Like, cheating versus ethical, like, non-monogamy. So maybe I don't think humans are meant to be monogamous. Maybe that is the conclusion that I'm drawing. But I do think monogamy is so fucking convenient and makes so much sense because the level of security that you would need to not be jealous of a partner that sleeps with other people would just be so immense that it's honestly not viable for most people, myself included. Like, I feel like in theory I can say, oh, you know, I could be in an open relationship and I could be non-monogamous and, you know, accept that occasionally my partner wants to sleep with people other than me. But I think I'd really struggle with that, and that monogamy is really convenient. But I don't really feel like we should let the convenience of monogamy take us so far to the point where we can't hug our friends, to the point where if I have a boyfriend, I can't also have a male best friend. Like, that is a type of monogamy that I will reject. And if that means I'm single till the day that I die, then genuinely, so be it. I also just think, right, and I've been saying that I want to live in a commune, I want to start a commune, but I don't think that we're supposed to live, you know, two people in a house with their children. I feel like we're supposed to live in bigger communities. And if you think about the process of raising a child, that makes so much sense because humans take like 15 years to raise. And going back to my argument of like, what are humans meant to be doing? Well, you know, before the invention of contraception, humans were meant to have a lot of children. And how are two people supposed to sufficiently raise like 10 children on their own? Like, it takes a village, as they say. I don't know. The more that I think about it, I didn't plan this at all, by the way. I'm just absolutely rambling. And the more that I ramble on, the more that I am convincing myself that humans are not meant to be monogamous. But Anyway, I think I've rambled enough. Let me know what you think. If you think humans are meant to be monogamous or humans are meant to be non-monogamous.